Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, all right, we're back on the internet. Let's go. Okay, Gary, what's the best way that America can harm Putin's interests? Yeah, how do we get him? How do we get on the offensive?
You have sanctions, and you can tighten the noose. Sanctions have been biting, and it's very important that the Congress will guarantee that there's no way for Trump to leave them.
Go green. All his money comes from oil. If we got off the oil, he'd starve, right?
There are many ways because, you know, he depends very much on the outside world. And it's very important America shows this political will to oppose him.
We can also start supporting our NATO allies again, right? Yeah. Rather than drawing ourselves closer to Russians' friends.
Yep.
Okay, so Van, Steve, do you think the media should change the way it covers President Trump?
Yes.
You got your boy back in the room now, right?
Today Acosta.
They said Jim Acosta could come back.
And that's a very good thing, by the way. It's a very good thing. I think there's a lot of actually amazing good stuff that happens in the country that we don't get a chance to talk about because, you know, he just wakes up in the morning, tweets out some crazy stuff, and most of us wake up in the morning, pick up our phone, and then freak out for the next 18 hours and then go to bed. So I think if we could just give him a little bit less of the oxygen and give real people doing real stuff more time, it'd be better.
But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because your network and every network now has to report to the boardroom. They have to make a profit, and profit means more eyeballs. And to get more eyeballs, they do bullshit.
My sister taught me, she is on Trump's feed, and she taught me that people respond to it. Remember, he tried to knock off the critics, and he couldn't do it? The critics are brilliant. They revive your faith in the American people. They're hilarious. They're thoughtful. They're funny. They're on point.
Yeah,
it's really worthwhile. Although I'm not going to get the feed, but I'll learn from her.
Okay. Congressman Swalwell, how should the incoming Democratic majority and the House, obviously, respond to the CIA's conclusion that the Saudi crown prince was responsible for the death of Jamal Khashoggi?
You know, putting the foreign policy issue aside, give the family his remains back. I mean, the president can insist, you know, where are the remains? They deserve to have closure there. But then beyond that, understanding the president's financial interest and how it's driving foreign policy, we would never allow an ally to kill a U.S. resident working for a U.S. publication at a NATO ally's country. And so make sure that he stands up for U.S. values.
Okay. Gary, how many moves would it take to beat Trump in a game of chess?
That's brilliant.
I feel insulted because I have to defend the integrity of my game because we play by the rules.
Right. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great vacation.
Very good.
Oh, wait, you're not going on vacation. I'm going.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.